From Spark and Anvil and Cardforge, this is The Long Suit, in Chapter 1 of the Cardforge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
The long suit moved with a quiet, deliberate grace, like a heron wading through shallow water. Their long, slender arms seemed to stretch even further when they reached for the cards, their fingers surprisingly nimble. They wore a vest the color of warm marsh green, striped with soft reed yellow, and it always seemed a little too big, as if they were still growing into it. Tucked into one pocket was a small, worn length tracker, and in the other, an establishment card. These weren't for magic tricks, but for something far more intricate, the card craft of suit establishment, which the long suit called Long at the Finish. The long suit was small, but their presence felt large, especially when they were focused. Their eyes, a deep, thoughtful brown, were always attentive to the length of each suit in a hand of cards. They had a favorite saying, almost a mantra, "Play out the opponent's cards in your long suit, then your small cards win."
This was the core of what the long suit taught. Imagine a game like bridge, whist, or spades. These weren't games played for cash stakes, but for the sheer challenge of strategy, for the mental gymnastics of outthinking your opponents. The long suit showed how patience and foresight could turn the weakest cards into winners. "All right, everyone," the long suit said, their voice calm and even. "Today, we're going to talk about suit establishment. It's about seeing the end of the hand from the very beginning." They laid out a sample hand on the table. "Let's say you're dealt 6 cards in a single suit. Spades, for example. Small ones. A 2, a 3, a 5, a 6, a 7, and a 9. No ace, no king, no queen, nothing strong."
The finesser, who loved flashy, high card plays, frowned. "Seriously? Just those tiny spades? What are you even thinking?" The long suit nodded, unperturbed. "Exactly. Most people would look at this and think, useless. But watch." They tapped the small length tracker on their vest. "If the other players have, say, 3 spades each, then after 3 rounds of playing spades, they'll have no more of that suit left. Their stock of spades will be gone." "But how do you make them play their spades if you don't have the highest ones?" the counter asked, always focused on the mechanics.
"That's the work," the long suit explained, picking up their imaginary hand. "You lead the suit. You play a spade. The rules of these games say that if you have a spade, you must play a spade. It's called following suit. So even if you play your 2 of spades and someone else plays their ace, you've still achieved something important."
"You've burned one of their spades," the finesser murmured, starting to catch on.
"Exactly," the long suit confirmed. "Each time you lead a spade and everyone else follows, you're burning through their supply. You're emptying their hands of that suit. The setup is the real effort here. You might lose those first few tricks, the rounds where the highest card played wins, but you're playing for something bigger."
They paused, letting the idea settle. "By the end of the hand, when everyone else has run out of spades, your last 3 small cards, your 2, 3, and 5, become unstoppable. They can't be beaten, because nobody else has any spades left to play against them. 3 tricks won, not by strength, but by patience and planning." The counter nodded slowly. "Length wins late. The small cards become the strong cards once the opponents are stripped." The long suit gave a slight shrug. "Length beats strength at the finish. That's the whole rule." They held up the establishment card, a simple diagram showing a suit dwindling down to small, victorious numbers. "It's long-term planning. It's about leading a suit because it's long, not because it's strong. It's about accepting that the work comes first, and the payoff comes later." This mindset was the opposite of quick wins or lucky breaks. It was about seeing the whole game, not just the next move.
It was the satisfaction of a puzzle solved, of a carefully laid plan unfolding exactly as intended. The long suit's craft echoed the positional pawn chains of Strategy Forge, where you build a strong structure now to gain an advantage much later. It felt like the endgame studies in Gambit Tales, where small material advantages compound with precise technique. And it was pure puzzle logic, where the effort to constrain the problem is the true work, and the answer simply falls into place.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to the long suit. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.